Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
My name's Nelson Velasco.
Hi, Nelson. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit? Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes, I believe they just called me and they just transferred me to you.
Okay, so that wouldn't be an attorney. That would be our lead generators. So they're the ones that transfer you over to us to so we can help assist you filing a claim. But did you already get an attorney to assist you filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents
Yes.
with another law firm?
Yes.
And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
It's okay. I'm doing good.
Okay, that's good. Do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
I'm sorry, what was it?
The subtype?
The subtype, that would be the B-cell lymphoma?
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And then have you had more
first.
than... Okay. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And what is the date that you were diagnosed?
September 2017.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
And what was the address of where you used it?
233 North Union Avenue, LACA 90026.
So 233 North Union Avenue and LA, California, zip code 90026?
Correct.
Is this your current address as well?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and put that down. And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup? That
No.
You recall? Okay. And then how old
No.
were you when you got diagnosed?
I was about 29 years old.
Okay. And how many years would you say that you sprayed Roundup for?
For 5 years.
5 years? And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
10 days or more, yes.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. The following questions are going to be yes or no based off your past or present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Other than that, no.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No, nothing
okay.
I'm aware of.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Nelson.
Okay, and your last name?
Velasco.
I'm sorry, say that again.
B as in Victor. B as in Victor Velasco. Okay. Velasco.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior or senior?
No, no suffix.
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Are you currently married?
No.
And can I get your date of birth?
June 16, 1983.
Okay. And can I get your social?
That'll be 616.
Okay.
406364.
Okay, and your height and weight?
5'9", about 142.
Okay, and can I get your email, please?
That'll be Nelson
okay.
R. Velasco, 42@gmail.com.
And that is VELASCO?
Correct.
Okay.
Number 4 and 2.
Okay. And then can I get your cell phone number, please?
That'll be 562-233-6579.
And then is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cell.
Cell? Okay. And then what date did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate like a month and a year?
First time?
Yeah.
That
you found out about that you realized that there was a connection between the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and Roundup.
Well, when the doctor had told me.
So around the time that you were diagnosed?
Yes, correct.
So September 2017?
Yes, around.
And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it because of the doctor telling you?
Yes, correct.
And did they find it through scans? Was there traces of Roundup in your system, or?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
All righty. And then how many times a year would you say you used Roundup if you had to estimate a number?
That would be, let me see. I used to like maybe 4 or 5 times a month.
And that was that every month out of the year?
Yeah, 4 to 5 times a month, and then, you know, for the whole year.
So about 60 times?
Around there, yes.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
And what year did you start spraying Roundup? Approximately what month and year?
July 2012.
Okay. And then what year did you stop, or when did you stop? Was it when you were diagnosed?
Yeah. No, like around August 2017 is when I stopped.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. No protective gear. Just a spray bottle. I used a spray bottle.
Okay. And then where did you apply and how big of an area would you say that it was applied?
Apply? It's a front and backyard.
Okay. Alrighty, and then, no worries, I could just write that down. And then I just want to confirm the state you used the product in is California?
Yes.
And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
I would say directly.
Did you use it yourself?
Yes, myself.
So you did personally spray Roundup?
Yes, I sprayed it myself.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, not that.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And how often would you say you were present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yeah, every single time I used.
Okay. And how many exposures would you say you've had to Roundup in your lifetime if you had to estimate a number?
I said more than 100.
At least 100 times?
Yeah, nothing less than that.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it just by purchasing it and using it at home? Was that the first time you used it?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then what kind of concentrate was used? What type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was a premix.
Okay. And then where did you purchase a Roundup? Do you remember what store?
Target.
Target? Okay. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do, for both having receipts or any evidence, do not destroy your temper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Yes.
And the following 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. So now, how many years did you smoke for?
Less than 4.
So about 4 years?
Yeah,
Okay.
more or less, yes.
And who is your current employer?
Current employer right now?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be Expert MRI.
And where's that located? In Los Angeles?
Bellflower.
Bellflower?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. And what is your job title there?
Facilities technician?
You said facility technician?
Yes.
Okay, and for the address, I have 9500 Artesia Boulevard in Bellflower, California, zip code 90706. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then you did say that you lost time from work. What dates were you unable to work? Do you remember?
I don't recall. I have to check the history. But
Okay, to the best of your
they were
knowledge.
they were not my employers back then.
Okay, no worries, just in
So,
general.
I
Just in
mean,
general,
they
how much
were the
time did, like roughly around what month, and year did you leave work, and what month and year did you come back to work?
Oh, well, no, I didn't need work. I was just taking off for the chemotherapy.
Oh,
So I
so
just
you're
had
in and out of
that.
outpatient?
Yes, I was an outpatient.
And what were the dates that you were doing that? Is it from the month that you were diagnosed?
Yeah, the treat well, I got the start of the treatment back in September, so maybe like once every month for 6 months.
Okay, so until about March 2018?
Around there.
Okay. And then in regards to being convicted of a crime, do you mind regarding what the charge was and what year?
The year I don't recall, but it was just brandishing a knife.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Brandishing a knife.
Brendan sing a
I
knife.
would say brandish, like just exposing a knife.
Oh, brandishing a knife. Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I spelt it correctly. But you don't remember what year?
I'll say maybe 2023.
Okay. Alrighty. And then in regards to your doctor, what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Kevin Scher.
And where is he located?
He's from the hospital in
What hospital?
Cedar
Oh,
Sinai.
Cedars-Sinai.
Yes, correct.
Okay, is that where you were treated as well?
Yes.
And do you have his phone number or no?
His phone number? No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. I can get it online. Just wanted to
Okay.
ask you before I do that. So the phone number I have from online is 310-888-8680. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay, let me get this. And you said this is where you were treated as well, correct?
Correct.
And then is it by the same doctor?
By the same, yes.
Okay. And that's going to be Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, located at 8700 Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
And that's the same address of where you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the date that you started your treatment? Do you remember?
The date,
Yeah.
September 2017.
Do you
Yeah,
remember that
September. Yeah,
exactly around what date? Was it halfway through, towards the end?
it was in the beginning. Let me see. It was in the beginning. Let me check.
And then what type of treatment do you
September 8th.
receive? Okay,
September 8th.
2017, okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy,
Just
the IV.
Okay, just chemotherapy?
Yeah. Well, they gave me also, what
Pain
was it?
medication?
Yeah, they gave me chemotherapy, anti-cancer drugs. I got hormone meds and antibiotics.
And you said thermal meds?
No. Chemotherapy,
Okay, yes.
anti-cancer drugs,
Right? Antibiotics, a hormone
hormone
meds.
meds, and antibiotics.
Okay. Alrighty. And then, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It made a big deal.
I'm so sorry. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you went through that.
Especially financially. Yeah.
I can only imagine. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're still with us. I'm wishing nothing but the best for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, so I have one last question for you. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No.
Does not? Okay. And do we have
No.
permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
That will be my daughter.
Daughter. And what is her phone number?
Give me one second. I don't know that by heart.
No worries. And can you spell her first name for me?
Anna?
ANNA.
Correct.
And same last name? Velasco?
Correct.
Okay. And then her phone number whenever you're ready.
That will be
213
213-915-7474.
915 74
59.
59. Okay, perfect. Alrighty, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect or if I'm going too fast, just feel free to stop me, okay? Just interrupt me.
Okay.
All right, so you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, specifically diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, roughly around September 1st, 2017. You'll be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed at home at the address of 233 North Union Ave in Los Angeles, California, zip code 90026. Your first name is Nelson, spelled Nelson, last name Velasco, Velasco. I have your social as 616-40-6364 and your date of birth as June 16th, 1983. I have your height and weight as 5'9", 142 pounds. And I have your email as nelsonrvelasco42@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 562-233-6579. You started spraying Roundup approximately around July 1st, 2012, and stopped spraying around August 1st, 2017. You sprayed residentially at home in the front and backyard of your home in California. You were exposed directly by spraying it yourself at home. You purchased a premix from Target, and you do have receipts of your Roundup purchase. You smoked for roughly around 4 years, and your current employer is Expert MRI, located at 9500 Artesia Boulevard in Bellflower, California, zip code 90706, and you're a facility technician there. You were unable to work for a different employer, being in and out of outpatient for chemotherapy, from September 2017 to March 2018. You had been convicted of a crime roughly around 2023 for brandishing a knife, and I have your diagnosing doctor is Kevin S. Scher. He's located at 8700 Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles, California, zip code 90048, and I have his phone number as 310-888-8680. And the facility where you're treated is Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, also by Kevin S. Scher. And you started your treatment roughly around September 8th, 2017. You received chemotherapy, pain medication, anti-cancer drugs, antibiotics, and hormone meds. I have your current address as 233 North Union Ave in Los Angeles, California, zip code 90026. I have your emergency contact as your daughter who does not live with you. I have her first name as Anna, A-N-N-A, last name Velasco, V-E-L-A-S-C-O, and her phone number is 213-915-7459. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Anything you'd like me to change your ad?
No, that's fine.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. It just needs a couple signatures from you. Just give me a second or so. Okay, you should have received the text right now. It should say DocuSign on it.
Yeah, I got a couple texts.
Okay, so go. It should say DocuSign, and it'll say Mass Tort Strategies. Do you see that?
DocuSign it.
Do you see it?
There's a link. Yeah.
There's a link, and it should say my name on it, Shireen Sakala. Do you see that?
Shireen, yeah.
Yes, okay, so click on the link for that.
Okay.
So what you're going to go ahead and do is just kind of click through it. It's going to ask you for a couple signatures, and then let me know once you're done or if you have any questions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send you a text with my information. If you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Contract of employment?
I'm sorry?
It says the Roundup Weed Killer legitation contract of employment?
It's the contract. Here, let me look at it. Give me 1 second. Yes, yeah, a litigation contract of employment. So this is just your legal representation forms that you're signing, basically saying I'm allowing you guys to represent me in this case, and then it also asks for signatures regarding HIPAA, so that they can, or release of medical records, that way they can obtain your medical records for the case if needed.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, all set?
All set.
Let me see on my end. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, Nelson, I sent you a text with my information. If you need to reach me for any reason, that will be your main point of contact. Or if I need to reach you for any reason, I'll be calling you or texting you from that 949 number. I did want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time and, you know, sharing everything with me. I know it's not easy to talk about, so again, I do want to thank you for being super patient with me on the phone, and I'm happy to hear that you're doing better. With that being said, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to verify your case, so just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to start working on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. But again, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Nelson. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.